Well, I think I can confirm now that we've basically given Elise an ultimatum. It's based on the fact that, you know, from Yitka's point of view, Elise needs to choose whether she wants to be a full-time Canberra United player and commit to training every day like everybody else does and perhaps live in Canberra, or if she still wants to try and mix her cricket commitments with football, then perhaps she will need to find another club. It's a very interesting time for the W League because the new West Sydney franchise will have a women's team in the first season. So there'll be other opportunities for people in Sydney and perhaps particularly, you know, Elise Perry to be part of that start-up club. And, you know, I've been quite frank with her and said, you know, whatever decision she makes, we'll be comfortable with. And and there is an opportunity for her if she wants to remain in the league but still wants to play cricket. She'll have to perhaps find another club other than Canberra United.
Yes, it would appear that she's torn between two loves there because she's unwilling to give up either by the looks of it.
Yes, and look, she's just been included in the national squad too that will play two games against New Zealand. This is the national football squad for the Matildas, so she'll be you know, trying to break into a place for the two games against New Zealand later in June. And I'm sure that from Elise's point of view, she would still probably want to try and do both sports. The pressure's really just coming from Canberra United and particularly Yitka Klimkova, who is trying to build a much more professional football culture, and she needs players to be fully committed to football and not necessarily the fly-in, fly-out or the drive-in, drive-out kind of player. And whilst we love Elise and she's been a terrific asset to our club, you know, there are issues that we need to manage when it comes to, you know, other players and their feelings and their thoughts about, you know, whether the player can come in and go out again or whether they actually should be part of the full squad. And that's certainly the approach that Yitka's taking. It's, she wants players fully committed and available for every training and not miss out on all those other wonderful things that go around the team building approach and success on the field.